O root of Jesse, who standest as the ensign of the people, before whom kings shall not open their lips, to whom the nation shall pray, come and deliver us, tarry now no more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, the church is getting to be very beautifully decorated. We're drawing closer and closer. And indeed, the sentiments of our heart, our hearts are very beautifully expressed in the words of our O Antiphon as we continue our Christmas novena. Iam noli tardare, tarry now no more. Dear Lord, please come to us. I noted that the nice little Advent hymn you just sang had a plaintive Irish sort of a sound to it, because usually most Irish music is sad, but beautiful, but sad, and in a minor key. Well, that reminds me of an Irish saint whose feast day is today, and she was a widow from a wealthy family who became a nun and founded her own monastery, and her name is Saint Saffin. And like many an Irish monk or nun, she was full of wisdom and good advice, and others would come to her to ask her counsel. Hers was always particularly down to earth and quite practical. And so once someone asked her, what position should we take when we're praying? Should we pray kneeling down? Because some people knelt for prayer. Should we stand when we pray? Or should we lie down when we pray? Because sometimes that's what they did. Some of the monks would lie down on their side when they prayed. I wouldn't recommend that because you might fall asleep. But back then, that's sometimes they did pray that way. There are other ways too. And her advice was simply this. We should pray in every position. No matter what you're doing, you should always be praying. To pray is to talk to God. If you make your morning offering and you mean it, well, that's already a very good start. Then another time there was a teacher, a spiritual teacher, a great priest, who was talking to the abbess, and he said that he was inspired to give up all of his reading and all of his study just to pray all the time. And she said to him very wisely, if you give up all of your studies, Father, then you'll also neglect spiritual study, which is why we have to always be reading the life of a saint, reading some good book, or perhaps even just reading our Bible history or our catechism. Spiritual study feeds our prayer. That's an important truth to keep in mind. And then last of all, there was, people get this idea sometimes, someone wanted to go on a long and a very dangerous, expensive pilgrimage across the seas. And she said to him, if you can't find God on this side of the sea, by all means, cross the seas. But since God is near to all who call upon him, you really don't need to cross the sea to find God. And isn't that the truth? It's a beautiful thing to make a pilgrimage out of devotion, but strictly speaking, we don't need to. We can find God in the little things that we might otherwise overlook. And that's the idea, children of today's O Antiphon, about the root of Jesse. You know what a root is, that you have the green part of the plant on top, and then down beneath in the soil is usually brown, and it's the root that goes into the earth and receives the water and the nutrients from the soil so that the plant can grow. Sometimes, if you order, say, a rose bush or a peony or something like that by mail, it will come to you, and all you'll get will be a dried up, gnarled, old root. And you'd think, this thing, could that ever grow? But if you put it in the soil the right way and you water it, indeed it will grow. Well, today we're talking about the root of Jesse. Jesse was the father of King David, and King David was the great king of the Old Testament, and our Lord is his descendant, both on St. Joseph's side, who was his honorary father, and on the side of his true and blessed mother, Mary. They were of the royal house of David. Our Lord has the royal blood of Israel. Well, there had been so many problems over the history of the chosen people and so many punishments that there weren't any kings left that people knew about. But there were a lot of people who were still related, including Mary and Joseph. And that's how our Lord has the royal blood of the Old Testament. The root gives a little kind of a twig, and that's the idea. But from this root, this gnarled little brown thing in the ground, comes a twig, and the twig is going to grow into a big tree, and that tree will be the cross and the throne, the crib, the stable for our Savior, who is going to come to see us and save us and take us with him to heaven if we stay on his side. But what's our Lord's side? How are you going to know? Sometimes in battle, in the old days, and I think even still today, people, soldiers in an army, had a hard time figuring out who are the good guys. Of course, you're always on the side of the good guys. That's understood. And who are the bad guys on the other side that we're supposed to kill? And they would end up killing their own allies or fellow soldiers. That's called being killed by friendly fire, although that fire isn't really all too friendly if they kill you. So what you need is an ensign. An ensign was a great sort of a carved sign like a pole that maybe had a banner on it or a flag. And this ensign would let everybody know, okay, we're on this side and they're over there on that side. So you go get them, but don't kill each other. You had to know who's who. Well, the ensign of the cross, and at Christmas time, the ensign of the crib, that tells us who's who. We follow Jesus Christ. He's very poor, and he's humble, and he's true God and true man. And we're on his side, and you can find him anywhere you want to in prayer, and you can pray to him all day long. And really, you should be praying just that way. And when our Lord comes and he teaches us, wiser even than a wise saint like Saint Saffin of Ireland, when our Lord teaches us his truth, eventually, one day, what's going to happen? The O Antiphon says that everyone, all of the kings of the earth, all the powerful people, are going to shut their mouth. That's pretty direct, isn't it? You know, that's a very rude thing to say, and you must never say to anybody, shut up. But in the O Antiphon today, that's the meaning of the phrase, they will shut their mouths before our Lord. Because when they see our Lord in glory at the end of the world, what could anybody say? They'll just fall into silence before him. So that's why it's good for us sometimes, as we're getting ready now for our Lord's coming, not only for Christmas, a week from yesterday already, but I mean our Lord's coming at the end of the world in glory or at the end of our lives, we have to not despise little things that might bring us closer to our Lord, like folding our hands, we spoke of that yesterday, or doing a little job well because it's our duty. And you should never despise little children. You should never be mean to little children. You should never fight with them or cross them or make them sad. Things like, no, never be like that. Just because they're little and can't stand up for themselves doesn't mean that you should do those things. And we should always listen to our Lord. Sometimes people miss our Lord because they're too busy talking. That's why we don't talk in church, out of reverence and out of respect. We listen. We speak to our Lord in prayer in our heart, but we don't actually talk. We have to shut our mouths. Just as we do in class, or maybe when adults are having a conversation, we don't interrupt. There are a lot of times when we need to shut our mouths. But actually to say so is a very harsh thing. And usually we would never speak that way. But today, the prayer speaks that way, that all of those wicked kings who won't recognize our Lord, one day they'll have to shut their mouths before Christ. So you think of some big wicked world leader, like maybe like President Obama or somebody like that. One day, he'll just have to shut his mouth before Christ. He won't have a thing to say anymore. And if we learn to shut our mouths and to be quiet and respectful and to look to the cross or the crib and follow our Lord, we'll be on the right side. And we won't have to worry about what we're going to say at all, because always God judges us by our deeds and not so much by what we say. So let us all pray all during the Mass today. Come, O Lord, save us. Tarry not. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.